Welcome to Wellness Radio with Dr. Jeanette Gallagher as your host. Her show discusses topics of health, wellness, and spirituality and is about discovering your place in this great universe from your cells to the cosmos. Along with her guest, in casual conversation, she strives to ask the difficult questions that may be holding you back from a vibrant life and shares new ideas that may inspire you to make a change in your life that you only can see in your dreams. And now, here is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Wellness Radio. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us here this evening. Tonight, we are going to be talking about messages from heaven, opening our keys to our mind and our soul. How can we see that things that are happening in our life might be something to pay attention to? We look at it these days in the year 2020 and we say, oh, goodness, I don't know where things are going. We're having issues, we're staying at home, we're losing our jobs, we're having things shift and shake. Is this a good time? Is this a time of strife and struggle? Perhaps this is just time of awakening and opening up. We're letting go of things that don't matter anymore. We don't need to have our nails done every single week. Our hair, it's okay if it still has roots. And it's definitely time to say, what can we do without? How can we help others? How can we change self for the better? Today my guest is Dr. Marnie Hill Fodorero, and her book is God Came to My Garage Sale. It's truly about Dr. Marnie, and she shares many stories about these keys. What is our life stage? How are we finding things reflected? And we say, I wonder what that's about. Where is this journey going to take me? Marnie, thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Well, thank you, Dr. Jeanette. I'm really happy to be here, happy to talk about my spiritual fiction, God Came to My Garage Sale, as well as synchronicities and signs that are all around us.
Yes, I think, you know, Marnie, there's so many that we see these days. People will say, now I have time to reflect. Now I can pay attention. And sometimes people are saying, it's scaring me. I don't know what it's all about. Many times people will say, I see that all the time. And they don't give it any credence. Don't you think sometimes these signs and symbols and stories are around us? It's just when we have time to sit still and say, let's look at this a different way, with eyes wide open, in a different venue. That's what we're talking about is your awareness opening up to something more, right?
That is absolutely true. Not only right now do we have a little bit more time, many of us, to reflect and be mindful and start to be aware, but also, you know, it's been commonly documented that traumatic loss and devastation, accidents, near-death experiences can bring out an awakening in yourself to realize that maybe there is something more to this earth than just we live and die.
Yeah, I think the quest to be able to get back to normal, many are going to say, oh dear, what does that feel like? You know, and the idea is, do we go back to the way we used to do things, the way we used to exist? You know, for myself, it's once you cross that bridge, it's almost as if it dissolves or it doesn't show up anymore because there is no going back. Don't you think once you start becoming aware, you say, you know what, I'm not interested in that other stuff. I'm not interested in holding on. I'm able to see things differently. And you can't see them the old way.
You bring up such an excellent point. I don't think with the current state of the world that we all could just go back to life as we knew it before. But that is not what life is about. Life is about being open and being flexible and being aware and making whatever changes necessary to carry on. And in the book that I wrote in the spiritual fiction, I chose to create a character who grew up atheist and really just didn't have exposure, conversation, anything about spirituality or religion or faith. But then she had this big life change in having a garage sale. I chose to make the setting be a place that is common Americana, almost as if this could be a crossover experience from, because so many people have had garage sales, but she experienced one divine event after another that made her really think, gosh, I need to pay attention. And once she started to pay attention, you're right, there was no going back. It challenged her beliefs, and it made her thirst for more information and more validation.
Right, because when you have a garage sale, it's almost as if all those things that you invested energy, that you have a memory with, that you have held so deeply and that were ingrained in your everyday life, are now exposed. They're, quote, out in the garage, or they're out on the driveway or out on the lawn. They're now vulnerable. So when you're able to expose a lot of this deep core energy, really, it's got to take you on some sort of journey, or it's going to take you somewhere. It's just, you know, everybody has different experiences, but really when you do that, I know many times, you know, I've had a lot of times that I've moved and things have gone out on the street, and I was like, oh my gosh, and I went through the experience of releasing it, and then it was like, oh, okay, now it can go. It's almost as if we're just holding on to a memory and trying to ingrain it in a piece of material stuff, but when we're able to look at it, we see it's something different. Don't you think?
Yes, definitely. You are very vulnerable when you put your wares out there on the street.
Right.
And then it makes you question yourself, like, what the heck was I doing accumulating all this stuff? Was I just purchasing this to fill voids in my life? Or did I think I needed, you know, once I acquired so many belongings, would that mean that I was successful living the American dream? Mm-hmm. So it's not even just all the belongings. It's, you know, where you live and just how you conduct your life. And we all get very busy in our lives, and you know, months can pass to years, and you know, you look at your life and you're like, wow, did I really need all of that? When really, this particular character lost everything. She lost everything. She lost her home. She lost all her belongings. She lost all her money. And lost the life that she thought was what she had been working for her whole life.
Mm-hmm.
But she found so much peace and happiness in a minimalist situation. She knew that those physical, tangible belongings would not fill the emptiness in her heart. And if we live in the present, you know, and are mindful of ourselves and our world and others, there is so much more gratification in that than there is in a trinket.
I think the idea sometimes when we put things out and we're opening up and sharing and releasing and putting things out there to let go, we all also notice things are broken, things have cracked, things seem worn and very aged. And really that reflects back to us, are we broken? How long we've been on this earth? You know, I'm in my 60s. I could put out decades, you know, of stuff, but I've already got rid of that. But a lot of times it really shows our process of our life. You know, you see a dresser and you say, that's where my child did this, or that's where my husband got mad and he threw his keys down or something. In other words, our memories sometimes get ingrained in these material objects, and sometimes we say, every time we go past them, it's almost like a constant reminder of it. And I think the idea of being able to live with less means you're not holding on to so many memories that really don't serve you anymore. sometimes the idea of holding on to things creates almost this closed-in center where you can feel the energy all the time. It's heavy energy. Sometimes you go into an old building and you say, I feel heavy energy. It's the energies of the stories or the imprints. And when you're able to clear that out and you go into a brand new home, it doesn't have memories. It doesn't have storage. It hasn't created, you know, all these little pockets and holding on to things. So I think sometimes we need to clear things out, but sometimes we aren't quite ready. Don't you think God or the energy or the cosmos or whatever you would like to say, sometimes we get to that point where we're being pushed to let go of this. And your garage sale and your story is about being pushed to that space to be able to say, you know, now is time. There's too much backlog. You need to let go.
Right. And in this character's situation, she was forced to do this because right. She needed to have money just to put food on the table. You know, the reality that she thought she was living in this mansion with everything that you could imagine, was really a false reality. And when you were talking about, you know, how these belongings have energy, possibly some negative energy, the belongings can also trigger memories. So they can even be intangible, where you could look at something, like you said, and say, oh, I remember that from my grandmother. Or I remember when I bought this, you know, this has so much meaning. But when you really are forced to shed some of these mm-hmm. belongings, then you really have a chance to reevaluate, you know, what is it that's important in life? But lots of times, like I said, it is a trauma that will lead people to this awakening. I mean, right. There are people who lose everything in a house fire. Okay, or they'll lose something in a tornado. And that is the catalyst for them to say, okay, here is my reality now. My reality is I'm without. Is that going to break me, or is that going to make me a stronger person? And then what I've come to find out just through my own losses and taking time to be mindful about them, I found that, you know, it opens up the possibilities to seeing that there are some signs and synchronicities and very commonly reported ones, like, you know, finding feathers or pennies or red cardinals or dragonflies. There's a reason why they're reported so much, because those are very, very commonly, you know, seen signs. And people can experience these and just ignore them. But when they happen so much, and especially during a time where you're reflecting, it can have a profound effect on someone and to make them question, hey, did God come to my garage sale? Hey, is there more to this life than just stuff and going through the motions?
Right. I think you really look at it, sometimes we say, this is my only lifetime. This is my only being. This is all of my stuff that is my identity. This is how I've created my life. And when you start to have a spiritual journey, a spiritual awakening, and you really go through, you know, a dark night of the soul, you cross the abyss and you're in another space and time, a lot of this... the identity is just released. You don't need it anymore. I always say it's like Girl Scout badges. You can just let them all go, or just releasing that coat of colors that you collect. And I think mm-hmm. once you're able to do that, and then you realize that now you're a spiritual being, and now what do you do? And that's when nature starts to almost dance with you. You will notice things that will start giving you messages. I'll never forget my eyes, I cannot see that well. I'm almost legally blind in both of them. And one day I went outside, and I only had on sunglasses just to get to the car. And I looked over, and there was a leaf, and it was hanging down between two levels on this building. And I said, oh, I looked and it was like a glistening spider web. And I said, oh, hanging on, just fine. So, you know, I think sometimes when we think about things, we say, oh, these are just coincidences. These are things in nature. But nature is also doing the dance and communicating with us. Just as I shared before we started this show today, I had gone outside, and just to be able to breathe because it's a little bit cool out, it's not quite 90 yet, and there was a woodpecker outside, and I tried to capture it on video, and I couldn't find it, so I'll just take the sound. And then a dragonfly came right up to the lens on my iPhone, and I went, whoa, right up to it. And I had caught the dragonfly going by. And your first chapter of your book, it talks about dragonflies. I said, okay, cool. All is well, came in. And we started. You know, I think sometimes we say, do we have to have a full story? Do we have to quote, no? And sometimes the answer is you don't have to know anything. You just have to dance with it.
Just be aware. Just open up your mind to the possibility and pay attention to nature and pay attention to these signs and synchronicities, and your world could open up. You know, the traumas and negative experiences that you might have in your life really could be, you know, karmic lessons, that's something we needed to go through. And I am just a big believer in, you know, just believing in peace and love and hope and taking negatives into positives. I was very fortunate with my book that it received acclaim from some very accomplished people, most notably James Redfield, the author of The Celestine Prophecy and The Tenth Insight, that book of, you know, that series of books. And James Redfield doesn't readily endorse people. And I had met him during my spiritual quest when he came to Chicago, where I was living at the time. And, you know, he said, you know, I'm just not interested in supporting other people right now. You know, I'm doing this, you know, project, my own projects and that. But he gave me a call a couple months later saying that he read my book and he wanted to endorse me. And that was pretty significant. And his words were so very kind, where he wrote that, you know, Marnie is living in peace and love and knowing how to take life's challenges instead of being angry or negative. You take them as learning, you know, experiences and positive. And if you approach everything with peace and love, it just seems to... the goodness will just unfold for you.
Right. Absolutely. And also, too, I think the idea is then we're becoming the person that we were meant to be. We are becoming a better form of our sense. It's almost as if we collected all this stuff, or we had all these experiences, or we had these jobs, or we had this lifestyle. And when things start to shift and morph, we get scared because we might not know who we are. We now look in the year 2020, a lot of people are having this same experience. How do I create or recreate myself going forward? I think that's when we start to decide, is compassion, is unconditional love, is caring for self, caring for others, are these things going to now become the new collection where we want to have more of that versus having more of other stuff? And I think that's really where we become more expanded souls. And just as your book, you know, shares stories of letting go, when we're able to let go, we actually give freedom of energy. You know, it's so many times people will say, but my loved one passed on. And they'll go to angel readers for 10, 20 years. I want to know how they're doing. Call them in. Bring them in. And it's like, well, you keep tethering to them, and you never let them go to be free. You know, I think the idea is we also need to let go of our memories of others, because that kind of tethers us to a certain time and space. can we also not only let ourselves be free, but let the spirits and souls be free too? That's seriously important at this time, because people are saying, keep calling them back. They're part of us. They weren't part of us. They were part of our experience, right?
Right, right. In fact, you know, when you open yourself up to signs and synchronicities and forge ahead on your life-changing journey,
right,
you know, you'll realize that we are not really humans having spiritual experiences. We are spiritual souls that are having human experiences.
Yeah, it's so different when we're able to see that, because once that opens up, again, just as we said before, Marnie, there's no going back, because we're not interested in what we have in our closet, you know? We're not worried about how many different little tchotchkes are all around the house.
Right,
you know?
Right.
And,
you know, a message to people, you know, especially people who find themselves in darkness and despair, you know, that the trauma and devastating loss could really be a turning point in your life. And, you know, if you take and seize life's challenges as opportunities to reflect, meditate, be aware, be more open, you will get the deeper meanings to make sense of your experiences and your existence.
Right, because it's, and it will also shift too. Let's talk about that for a minute. Because sometimes you'll get to a place and you'll think, oh, this is absolutely, I feel so wonderful. And then 2 or 3 months later, it will all shift again. I think the idea is, how fluid can one lifetime be? It's not just, you know, you get to the top of the ladder and you could see everything. Because it's almost as if I've always said, as you're weaving a tapestry, we're all going in different ways at different times. So, in other words, if we think that we've got all of our spirituality intact and we're all good, you know, thumbs up on the soul journey, and then all of a sudden something comes along and it says, ooh, I guess I have to deal with this human thing today. Or maybe I have to work on this this other thing that keeps calling me. My home needs attention, or I don't feel well, or all of a sudden a diagnosis came up. And it totally shifts you. And you say, well, this is where my focus needs to be today. So I think, as we share, is that when people are starting on this journey, it's not just a consistent going straight up. It's just all bouncing all around. And that's how the experiences are meant to be, right?
Right. And it's not like, okay, I have been open to spiritual signs. That's going to be all consuming.
Right.
That's not how life works. We do have jobs we need to do here. And especially what has happened in our world in recent, you know, months here, more and more people have had their life as they knew it just cut short, cut, you know, stopped. You know, they were going to work every day and now they're not. Or they traveled for a living and they had to do something. Now they're not. And so what has happened to a number of people prior to this experience is now happening to the masses, where more and more people are having to experience, wait a minute, I have to be flexible. I have to be fluid, because, you know, things aren't just going to go along as normal, nor should they. This is a great opportunity to open up your heart and mind to other possibilities and just be more mindful.
Yeah, because I think it's really important to also understand, as many have been spiritually awakened in past decades, it's been kind of like a tough journey, because we kind of didn't see all of these signs and synchronicities that we had hoped, and we'd saw them randomly. But now, as others are coming online, so to speak, things are really starting to show out in the collective. It's starting to show out in a day-to-day basis. We're seeing things in social media, and it's giving us more of a push to be able to say, ah, yes. So in other words, you don't feel that resistance, because the resistance was always outside of us. It had nothing to do with us. But once you're awakened and in awareness, you feel that resistance around you of others. And I think now it's kind of like, oh, we're starting to all be able to have a collective breathing time. So it's going
right.
to
they
be
actually
really
call
going
it,
forward.
Yeah, like a collective consciousness. And on top of that, what you said, and you said that so beautifully, is that there's now more and more scientific study and case studies reporting on this very thing. And, you know, we definitely are in a scientifically proven world, you know, that seems to take priority over more spiritual kinds of revelations. Mm-hmm. And more scientists are able to study the brain and study what has happened. You know, you hear more and more accounts of people like Evan Alexander and Karen Newell, who, you know, he was a Harvard neurosurgeon who died because of meningitis and came back to life, you know, changing his whole view of everything. He's just one of many people that are having spiritual experiences, but that are also supported by science. So that gives a little more credibility to people as well, as now that this is happening more and more to people. People aren't as afraid to speak up.
Yeah.
They're not looked at like they're crazy anymore, you know,
right,
or overly religious or something like that. This is mm-hmm. It's happening to more and more people. And honestly, I have to say for myself, with my upbringing, growing up atheist, you know, but still being a good person with integrity, loving the world, paying attention to nature, it wasn't until I had a significant loss in my life and where the world as I knew it just completely changed, that opened up my mind to explore, is there something more? Can God come to a garage sale? And once you start to explore that and have some of your own experiences, and if you have one after another, there's just no denying it. You know, you have to just say, okay, the universe is waking me up here, and I'm going to pay attention. And I purposely wanted to put my experiences in a fictional book because I wanted to reach the everyday person who may not normally pick up, you know, a nonfiction book on spirituality or synchronicities and that type of thing. So, you know, my book, which has received a lot of praise at this point, which is just wonderful, is a vehicle for just the everyday person to think, hey, you know, hey, this is a catchy title. I might be interested in this. And it's another way of reaching people to say, hey, pay attention to these signs, because that could be a life-changing event for you personally.
Right. Absolutely. Well, Marnie, in closing, I think, too, the idea, sometimes people will say, well, I don't know what God is or who God is or who is your God. And there's so many questions there sometimes. And when I think of the garage sale, when you said about God came to my garage sale, it's almost as if unconditional love came, memories opened up, and being able to just feel so much more, that people came to the garage sale, people you didn't even know, and they connected or they bonded or they cherished something that you had or that you had to give. It's almost like an unconditional giving and receiving in that time. I think when we look at things, we say it's always such a hard thing to do. Yet when people come to garage sales, they're really doing that unconditional giving and receiving, because it's something that you feel so exposed, but they're saying, but I love it. It's something that will feel good to my heart. And isn't that really completing the loop, don't you think?
Just beautiful. Oh, you said that beautifully.
I think the idea is that when we can do that, when we can create that loop, don't you think that's truly when we feel complete? The other person feels complete? And they can just,
you know,
smile, and you never see them again.
I don't know that I would say complete, because we are ever changing. We are always evolving. They might feel complete for that moment. But
right.
I probably would use a different word, more just a connection, a satisfaction that you have made a connection with another person, and that, you know, that goodness prevails and things are cyclical.
Right, right. Absolutely. Well, Dr. Barney, can you share with the listeners how to find out more information about your work? That would be wonderful.
Well, sure, sure. The fictional, spiritual, fictional book that I wrote, God Came to My Garage Sale, was published with Balboa Press, which is a division of Hay House Publishing, and they're very well known in the literary field with spiritual books and self-help books and that. So my book can be found at the Balboa Press website, Barnes & Noble, but also on Amazon. It seems like, you know, most books you can find on Amazon. I know that numerous bookstores across the nation and even internationally now are carrying my book. And so that's where you can find it. I do have a website. I'm fairly new to social media, so it's very simplistic at this point, but www.godcametomygaragesale.com. I am also with the Labage Publicity Agency, and Danielle Grovemeyer is my contact person. So at Labage, you know, she would be the person to contact for other interviews or appearances, that type of thing. I did have a number of book signings set up, but then, of course, with what's happened to the world, they've all been postponed and, you know, put on hold at the moment.
Right.
But, yeah, but that's how they could find the book. It's actually a very easy book to read, too. I made sure that it was manageable. There are 13 vignettes. Each story can almost stand alone with the character always questioning, boy, did that experience, was that God coming to my garage sale? So it's a very, very easy book to read. It's only $11.99 is the list price. And of course, if you do the e-books or Kindle, it's $3.99. So it's certainly, you know, something very manageable to purchase, and you might just really find you enjoy reading it, and it could almost open up your mind to, hey, I've seen some of these things that right. were written about. Maybe I need to be aware of events in my life.
Right. Well, Marnie, it was such a pleasure to have you with us. We thank you so much for joining us today and to share this story with us.
Well, Dr. Jeanette, thank you so much. The pleasure was mine.
You're so welcome. If you'd like to find out more information about Dr. Marnie Hill Fotorera, again, the book is God Came to My Garage Sale. Please do click on the link on the bottom of today's show page to go directly to her website. It truly is about, once we're becoming aware, it's almost as if it's a breath of fresh air. It's letting go of all of the old, this heavy emotional baggage, all of this physical baggage, all of the stories, and all of the old material things just seem to drift away. Are you ready to be able to shed and release? The air is so clear and so clean. And once you do, you say, you know what? I don't need to collect anymore. I'm able to still be this free soul that's able to experience so much more in the world. Enjoy all the signs and symbols. They're all out there. Just dance with nature and be one for the moment. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and until tomorrow, have a great day.
Today we discussed many life-changing concepts. Who do you turn to, and how do you know what is best when faced with a health crisis? Dr. Jeanette is a patient advocate. She listens to the patient, the doctors, and the family, clarifies the health issues and concerns, then helps the patient make the best choices going forward. If you would like help implementing change into your life and health, we can talk and see where you are stuck and how to improve the quality of your life. Check the link on the bottom of today's show page or visit drjeanettegallagher.com to schedule a phone appointment today.